fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Okay, I'm here with Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly here, and are your hormones out of whack? Well, listen, I bet they are, because in this environment, whose wouldn't be? So, I have this lecture. It's called Hijacked by Your Hormones, How to Take Control and Regain That
I didn't
help.
Say that for the listeners out there. Holly said hijacked by your hormones.
Have you been hijacked? But here's the thing. When you write a crafty lecture title, you know, because and people can see themselves in that. People come in to hear you, and that's all I want. It's like, I love the community. I'm like, let's get in it together. But seriously, you know, I have to tell you, the hormones, I believe, just the word hormone has reached complete celebrity status. Ever since, I think even over 10, 12 years ago, I think the Women's Health Initiative that got halted, everybody was talking about this study and why it got halted, and we were finally sort of just trying to ask some questions. And there's still a lot of questions. I think that study is one thing.
And let's bring up a really powerful person here that we both know, Dr. Tori Hudson. Tori Hudson is a naturopathic doctor and one of our leaders in our profession, and we chose wisely. It's nice when you have a leader, but you also choose wisely with your leadership.
That's right.
And I remember when this Women's Health Initiative was coming out, so listeners, that a lot of women needed estrogen, whether they had hysterectomies or for whatever reason, they needed it. And really the only consistent hormone out there was the synthetic versions. And I heard smart folks like Dr. Tori Hudson out there, this is a best-selling author, saying, look, these things are probably going to cause cancer. We need to be moving to bioidentical hormones to really help these women out. And the whole world was 10 years behind her. It was. And then we caused all this. I mean, is that the way?
Listeners, listen. I know that you're used to me putting Decker in his place, and I'm just going to do it right now, okay?
Okay.
Because what I really want to tell you is that Decker's onto something, yes, but what we're going to tell you by the end of this segment is that, guess what? I don't care about hormone. I do care about it, actually, but it's not the conversation that I want to have right now. It's not about synthetic versus bioidentical, and this is a great point. Seriously, are your hormones out of whack? I want to tell you why. Because seriously, with the onslaught of people, you know, understanding hormone replacement therapy, better known as HRT, I don't care if it's bioidentical, I don't care if it's synthetic. People are still, because I have a tremendous amount of folks coming into my office being on both of these things, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, but they're still having a very difficult time feeling asymptomatic, meaning without symptoms, feeling the rhythm that your endocrine system, your hormone system is supposed to offer you, whether it's to allow you a wonderful sleep-wake cycle that's natural and normal, if you're menstruating, if it's that nice, calm, asymptomatic, meaning without problems during your period or your menses. They're still out of balance. And women who go through menopause, men who go through andropause, not feeling well, low libido, tired, fatigued, weight gain, etc. Why? I want to understand, why are we having such symptoms during normal hormonal transitions? And like I said, you can put folks on these hormone therapies or hormone replacement therapies, but they're still symptomatic. Here is what is really important. And I've said, Dr. Deepak Chopra says it best. When you talk about the endocrine system, when you touch one strand, the whole web trembles. Well, there's one thing, all right, I think there's a hidden culprit that people are not thinking about when it comes to this epidemic of hormone imbalance. It's lingering nearby. And in this case, in our country, you know, a lot of it is like more is better, more is better, more is better, less is better. And we are talking about environmental hormone disruptors, influences. And in fact, do you remember, Decker, the very first hormone that was once used in livestock production? It was diethylstilbestrol, DES.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
And it caused a huge sterility problem. There was all these DES babies that came out originally when we used it on humans. Then when we went back and we used it in animals, saying, oh, well, it must be okay when animals have it to fatten them up in muscle, and then more people got sick. It's horrible.
Well, and it was also the first drug that actually caused cancer in people's offsprings. You know, we were having DES babies born with uterine cancer.
Sterility.
DES. Mm-hmm. Sterility issues, absolutely. Males born with sterility issues. DES was actually, you know, a form of a chemical. That was the very first, I think, this is where we started to get in trouble with hormones. And ever since then, we've been having a problem. Theo Colburn writes a wonderful book called Our Stolen Future. And it's all about these endocrine disruptors. They are xenoestrogens. They're very provocative. They are everywhere. Plastics and pesticides and car exhausts and soaps and emulsifiers, household cleaning products. You name it. Cosmetics. They are fat soluble, but they pass through our skin quite readily. And guess what? When we're talking about hormones, we're talking about like a lock and key, right? The hormone is the key. Your receptor site is the lock, and that's how it works. And these things actually get into those receptor sites, and they are causing a tremendous amount of issues, especially disruption of our natural rhythms. And that is what I think I want to get to is our big point with this segment.
Yeah. And it's, and again, women are going to be more affected than men. Two reasons. One is you have the genetic obligation to procreate the species, therefore the estrogen cycles, all of that. And the second thing is society is expecting you to slather the stuff on your face all day and spray it and paint it in your nails. So there's you women are getting a double whammy. And when you look at the disease from the rheumatoid arthritis to the fibromyalgia to all this, there's no reason that it's 3-1. It's no wonder that it's like 3-1 women to men and 5-1. But I, you know, with my patients, it's regular liver detoxes. And I also, Holly, I've shifted my practice that your yearly labs are always including hormones now. Have you looked to what are you doing more in your office to counter this?
Absolutely. I want to understand not only hormones, but hormone metabolism and how, like you said, liver function, getting things out, I think is so important because, seriously, we are taking a hit when it comes to
what's your dirty
mediator
analogy? Give me that Hollyism that you use that's so good about clean gas and a dirty. What is that one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you can't put like clean gas with a dirty gas filter.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about hormone,
You got to keep your liver clear.
So you think about hormone imbalances, and if you're having symptoms, and like we said, what are they? Fatigue, persistent weight gain, inability to lose weight, mood swings, sleeplessness, hot flashes, night sweats, low libido during normal
prostate
hormonal transitions,
cancer,
prostate cancer,
cervical cancer,
that's correct.
Fibroids. Sometimes we just
fibroids, ovarian cysts.
There you go. Let's go into all that stuff. But I need my Hollyism on the liver here. I need it.
Yeah, so here's the deal. And people go, all right, so you go, and believe me, I have these hotshot doctors in Beverly Hills that I get patients coming to me from, and they are just doling it out prescription after prescription. Like I said, I don't care if it is synthetic or bioidentical. If you take gas, let's call those hormones that are prescriptions a gas, and put it into a quote unquote dirty gas tank, right? So your liver isn't working appropriately. Yes. You're all you're gonna do is having clean gas. Well, it's not really clean, but it's gas into a dirty gas. It's not going to make the engine run any better. My other analogy, I'll give it to you just because you're asking, and I feel generous today, is that let's say there's a building on fire, and guess what? You are really annoyed because the fire alarm is going off, and so you're like, I got to get out of this. You just go over and you clip the wire to the fire alarm, and you're like, oh my gosh, that is just so much better. I'm so relieved. Guess what? Raging fire is still going on, and it is going to absolutely cause more harm than good in the long run.
Good liver detox and run those hormone levels at every lab. Now, I think hormones, Holly, need to be run.
And functional medicine tests, very, very important.
Yes. Nutrients, nutrient analysis, all of your mineral analysis, all these things, all is part of the picture. But look, listen to these analogies about you can't pour gas into a dirty gas tank and it can't clip the wire to shut the fire off. You've got to clear your liver, do your liver detoxes, run those hormones, and then with an educated physician who is trained in using bioidentical hormones, then you prescribe them in order to get them from out of whack and back into sync. Because hormones and toxicity are going to go hand in hand, and we need you to have that on a straight and narrow at Radio MD, where hormone health helps you stay well.